Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation, celebrating 40 years of innovation and investment in Arizona. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Water is becoming increasingly scarce across the West, and scientists are looking for ways to preserve what we do have. Researchers in California have come up with an idea they say would save water by preventing evaporation, covering the state's nearly 4,000 miles of canals with solar panels. They also say that it generates renewable energy without having to build a big solar field. Brandy McEwen, a postdoctoral researcher in the Environmental Studies Department at UC Santa Cruz, is one of the scientists working on this, and she joins me to talk more about it. And Brandy, you write about some of the potential benefits of doing this, and I'd like to go through a few of them. It seems one of the biggest is reducing the amount of water lost due to evaporation. Do you have a sense of how much water is lost and how much this idea could mitigate that?
Yeah, you know, I did a rough estimate of the annual deliveries, but it's a massive volume of water. And while only a small amount is actually lost to evaporation, we estimate about 1 to 2% of the water that is carried is lost. When we estimated how much the project, you know, if we were to cover the canals with a canopy of solar panels, we could save upwards of 65 billion gallons of water annually.
That seems like a lot of water.
Yeah, it is. And for context, that would be enough to irrigate about 50,000 acres of farmland or meet the residential water needs of over 2 million people.
Wow. So let me ask you about one of the other benefits that you write about, which is obviously power generation. If you're putting solar panels up, that is going to generate some energy. How much energy do you think that could generate?
Yeah, this is another big potential benefit of the project. Although we didn't estimate the renewable energy capacity in our study, since then we've done a back of the envelope estimate. It could provide approximately 13 gigawatts of renewable power. And to put that in context, this would be equivalent to 1/6 the state's current installed capacity, or roughly half the projected new capacity needed by 2030 to meet the state's decarbonization goals.
Where are the canals relative to where the power would be needed? In other words, like, would you need massive transmission lines or other infrastructure to get the power from where it's being generated to where it could be used?
That's one of the questions that we really need to dig into in the next steps of the study. You know, and also, you know, or looking at maybe we could do a distributed generation scenario where the energy could be used along the network instead of distributing it into the grid. Both are definitely possibilities, but you know, if we were going to do a grid connected scenario, it would be less expensive if the siting was the canal in question was close to a transmission line.
So you also write about potential land use benefits, and I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're talking about correctly. So is your idea basically that in order to meet California's renewable energy standards, there need to be more solar farms, renewable energy facilities? And if you're going to do that, you might as well do it where there's something already built, as opposed to going somewhere in the desert or somewhere in undeveloped land and putting up a big structure there?
Yeah. So California has these ambitious renewable energy goals and at the same time, ambitious conservation goals. So it's a big question, how do we scale up the renewable energy while meeting the conservation goals, which is to conserve 30% of land and coastal waters by 2030. So if we're going to do that, that means we really have to look at these already disturbed sites instead of a lot of the solar developments are happening in these large desert areas in the Southwest. You know, I think that it's becoming more apparent now. There's more studies coming out that showing that, you know, there's a lot of life out in the desert. And these large solar utility scale developments can result in habitat loss, degradation and fragmentation, and harm threatened species. If we could just use more already disturbed spaces like rooftops, parking lots, and now we're looking at canals, we could avoid these conflicts.
So I've got to ask what must be one of the bigger questions here, which is the cost. I mean, do you have a sense of how much it would cost to install solar panels over California's canal system?
We do have a pretty good idea of what it will cost. Right now, the cost of solar is competitive with natural gas. So I think it's really promising. We're working with project developers now to hammer out those details. We did estimate a comparison among two different over canal spanning structure systems and compared that to a ground mounted system adjacent to the canal, on land adjacent to the canal, rather. You know, so a critical question for us was whether the infrastructure to span the canals would be cost prohibitive. And when we penciled in the co-benefits, this type of deployment could be cost competitive with the ground-mounted installations. And that was a surprise to us.
So I know that your research focused on California and its canal system, but I'm wondering if you think that there might be lessons for other places like Arizona, which also has, especially here in the Phoenix area, a canal system that brings water from reservoirs to various parts of town. Is this something that you think maybe folks in Arizona and the Phoenix area should be looking at as well?
I do. I think that across the West, this makes sense, especially if in areas that are having water shortages. And we know that the West is experiencing a drought and groundwater supplies are being overpumped. So we really need to think about strategies like the solar canals to adapt to these stresses and prepare for the future to make our water infrastructure more resilient to climate change.
All right. That is Brandi McEwen, a postdoctoral researcher in the Environmental Studies Department at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Brandi, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.